Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here are some of the greatest hits from Derek Watts' conference call with Steelers media a few minutes ago. This is from Caboli. Watt on his role with the Steelers. Quote, when I talked to Tomlin briefly, he said, we will get into that later, and he will lay out the plan for me. But then Watt went on and on about his heavy use on special teams. So special teams is the main reason why they signed a guy who averaged one special teams tackle a game last year. One.
Yeah, that tells you something about subtly what Derek Watt assumes he's here to do, does it not? Like, if he's going to prattle on and on and on about that, it makes you think that he's expecting that
okay.
He is being placed on this roster to make tackles on punts.
So he's going to make, what, $3.25 million?
Yep.
And he averages one special teams tackle a game?
And I think 8 offensive snaps a game, not touches, snaps.
So he's going to make over $200,000. You're basically paying like $200K per special teams sack.
So take how many special teams plays will be on. He'll play like how many snaps a game. I guess I could
on
go
special
look.
Teams between 15
no,
and 20.
No, just total. So he'll play 28 snaps a game, maybe. And that's if they implement him into the offense in a way that's like in line with what he's had his whole career. Just per play, he is going to make way too much money for the impact he's going to be able to have on them. It's not even close.
Brooke Pryor.
Now I wish you had been on that conference call and asked him, do you think you got signed just because you're TJ Watt's brother?
Do you think if I ask that question, I get the invite to the Steelers media dinner in 2020?
I think on that conference call, if the capability exists, I think Bob Labriola pipes up before Watt can answer and says, somebody throw this man out of the conference call. I think Bob would have stepped in front of that question and tried to shoot it down.
Here's Derek Watt. I don't know about that, Chris, because he was talking about his brothers. This is from ESPN. He said, quote, I definitely have seen Steeler Nation courting JJ and trying to bring the three of us, the trilogy, all together. I know I'm not the big sexy signing that JJ would probably be, but I plan to do everything I possibly can to not let those fans down, which I like because it's an indirect shot at Bill O'Brien. And there's a will where there's a will, there's a way with Bill O'Brien, that as long as he's running the Texans, there's always a chance you can fleece him and get a good player for pennies on the dollar.
What if Kevin Colbert just stitched together like the Duck Hodges highlight reel from last year, how few plays that would actually be, sent it to O'Brien and said, him for JJ, who says no? Just wait till you think O'Brien might have had a few too many hot toddies and see if you can just slide that deal in there.
Doesn't Colbert strike you as a guy that goes straight from pajama pants to sweatpants right now?
Yeah, I feel like
Colbert. You're every man. You know, he's
not. Yeah, he's got like a bowl of popcorn or something like that, or a bowl of chips, and he's doing his job, and he's very good at it, but like he gets a little bit of chip dust on the sweatpants, and he kind of looks at it a little bit.
I think he's
brushes it off.
I think Kevin Colbert's the type of guy that puts chips on a turkey sandwich.
For the crunch?
Yeah. Like, I think you've got some, you know, GMs out there that are working from home.
You think he's frying bologna and stuff like that? I think he's going with, like, all the old-school Pittsburgh
100%.
Rust Belt dishes.
I think you've still got GMs out there that, you know, think the world of themselves, who even though they're working from home, they know they're going to be on conference calls. They're still they're getting help. Their wife maybe is
doing their makeup. They're doing their putting on their like Lululemon
ironing
pants,
their,
even though it's going to be waist up shots.
I'm saying, you know, they're ironing the nice dress shirt, tie, hair gets done.
Oh, yeah, they've got it on point. Richie was asking me about that, by the way, on the showdown. What should he do with his hair? I said just shave it.
Go bald like
this
you?
This is one of the few times that us bald types have it easy. Like so I have to do a video here or there for Yard Barker, or I do the nightly sports call now on Mondays and Wednesdays. Man, I'll just freshen up by getting a razor and shaving my head. It really takes the guesswork out of it. I might look like crap, but I don't care. I don't have to worry about going to a salon.
Derek Watt quote from Steelers.com saying of Pittsburgh, it's a hard-nosed, tough tradition of greatness. Ugh. It's tough blue collar. I think I fit that mold well. It fits the way I was raised. Man, he really knows how to hit the high notes, doesn't he?
I bet he said something like, or somebody prepped him like, hey, if you say something about the coke plants and the steel mills, you know, just talk about how those, talk about the incline too. And they put fries on sandwiches there. You'd like that, right, Derek? Man, he hit that basically is the B-roll footage of a Welcome to Pittsburgh conference call speech, isn't it?
I think Smyzik had it wrong. I don't think Pittsburgh's a bobblehead town. I think it's a fullback town. I think it always loves the fullback. Kreider.
Whitman.
Roosevelt
Nix. Tim Lester was a big-time
fullback.
Yeah,
there's always a healthy number of Steelers fans who want more fullback.
Well, how many
can't
times
get enough
when we
of
used
fullback.
To take calls? Pony, when we used to take calls.
What do you mean? We'll take calls today. We've got a full caller segment set up here in the 5 o'clock hour.
I know. But how many times have you and I hosted shows, either together or apart, where the sentiment comes out, yeah, they would have won that game if they did. Why don't they just put a fullback in and hammer that defense? Yeah. It's what people default back to because they've never come out of like the early 1990s.
Oh, my wife is one of those
offense.
People. My wife had a Dan Kreider jersey. She also said that Owen Schmidt would have made a great Steeler. Do you remember him at West Virginia?
I thought you were going to say Owen Schmidt would have made a great husband.
I've heard her in a romantic moment say, "Oh, Owen," and it's been like, "Whoa." Okay.
That guy's the ultimate. But see, he was way too athletic to be a fullback, even though he had the bent face mask, because couldn't the dude run like a 4.4?
You know who was the ultimate fullback at Pitt was Hynoski. Was that guy not?
He was a New York football giant.
Yes, he was.
He was a tank, dude. That guy was about 6 feet tall, 280, man. He was built like Jamar Toombs,
the
guy from Texas A&M.
This is a great topic. Who is the all-time fullback?
In, like, NFL history?
Well, not going back to, like, when the fullback was actually, you know, like, Franco Harris, you could say fullback. I mean, like, in our lifetimes.
Sam Gash. I think it's Sam Gash.
I think it's Mike Alstott.
Yeah, that's
the easy
answer.
He was too good of a runner.
How about Daryl Moose Johnston?
Moose is a good one. Iconic guy on an iconic team.
No, it's Alstott. You're talking about, like, our generation. That's the generation that, like, grew up playing Madden, where
he was talking all time, though, Craig. He's talking, like, just all
time.
Well,
I know
maybe
for Madden,
generation.
One of the things I would
do... What about Tom Rathman?
I don't know why, but he was a Niners fullback, right?
Yeah, he
never
was
really
the guy
got
on,
into
like, the
it.
Roger Craig teams.
I would move on Madden. I would move Alstott on the depth chart from fullback to running back, so he was, like, the guy that I had over Warwick Dunn, like, on the field for most plays.
I mean, that's an embarrassment to Warwick.
Is that a
Dunn.
Nerdy Madden take right there?
Dude, you know what I used to do to Tecmo Super Bowl, which is where I remember Rathman's name from? You'd get deep into the playoffs and the AI would just be way too good and it would be actually hard to win games. I would go play the 49ers in the Super Bowl, change their roster to all backups, and then cruise to victory that way. Is that a messed up thing to do?
I wasn't really paying attention because I was sending out a tweet, when you think NFL fullback, who's the first guy who pops into your head?
But, yeah, I was going to send that tweet as well. I'll tell you what, this work from home thing, I feel like now I've got to try to time things out because there might be a half second hitch in delay. I feel like you have taken the opportunity to have me not in the same building as you, like we were for a week or so there, and you are just running around in the sandbox here.
What do you mean?
I think you're just going willy-nilly here.
What do you mean willy-nilly?
You're putting out tweets. You're not listening to me.
It was the end of the segment.
So you stop listening when time's left in the segment?
I was...
The art of the radio tease is lost on you?
I was already thinking about my tease. That's the thing.
Oh,
I was one step ahead of you.
That's why you were sending out a tweet.
Yeah. Shut up, Chris. I don't know what else to say right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.